Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A judge has approved a forensic consultant to be a witness for the prosecution in the case of a Minocqua man accused of killing his wife decades ago. 70-year-old Robin Mendez is charged with first-degree homicide in the April 1982 death of his wife, Barbara. We will have more on the story coming up at later times. Wisconsin State Treasurer has a statistic that has many financial observers worried.
What I found out recently that just further shined a light on the importance of this week is that the average working age household in the state of Wisconsin has less than $3,000 saved for retirement.
Sarah Godlewski is speaking about saving more money as part of Wisconsin Saves Week. She says she recently noticed the statistic,
which to me was mind-boggling because retirement is something we all work for. And we want to make sure that we're saving so we can live that good quality of life that we're working towards. So our whole campaign is aimed at raising awareness to what you want to save for.
She says the best way to save is to have a set figure automatically deducted from your income so you don't see it on your paycheck.
For me, I think the best way to save is to literally automatically put away like $10 a week. And so you don't see it. You don't miss it. So I have in my automatic checking account, I automatically put $10 away and I don't miss it. I don't see it. And slowly money starts to accrue.
Godlewski recommends going to the website wisconsin-saves.org, where she says there are many tools to help save money. We have a link at WXPR.org. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vetoed the Republican middle-class income tax cut. The Democrat has his own plan for cutting taxes, which is going to be included in the proposed state budget. Evers and Republicans have agreed on the need to have a tax cut, but not the way to do it. No Democrats voted for the Republican version, but there aren't enough votes to override Evers' veto. Republicans say the veto shows the governor isn't interested in working with them on issues. And the governor's nominee to head the Wisconsin Department of Transportation has given lawmakers some bad news. Craig Thompson says the state's transportation system is declining by every measure of its condition. Thompson gave testimony before the Senate Transportation Committee Wednesday. Republicans have questioned his previous role as a lobbyist for the Transportation Development Association. Thompson told committee members funding for roads will be increased, but he didn't say where the money would be coming from. And police say a man who was sentenced Friday on an explosives charge may have been planning an attack on UW-Madison. Brian Campbell has pleaded no contest. The Dane County District Attorney's Office says Campbell has searched the internet for instructions on how to make a bomb, and he possessed several maps of underground tunnels on the campus. Assistant DA John Rice says it looks like he was getting ready to commit domestic terrorism. Campbell's attorney says Rice is trying to convince the judge to give the defendant more time than agreed to in a plea deal. And businesses and business groups aren't running to embrace Governor Evers' plan to raise the minimum wage. The governor wants to raise Wisconsin's $7.25 an hour minimum wage to $15. A number of small businesses in the state say that kind of increase will mean fewer jobs or higher prices. And 2 days after he was featured in a newspaper article for being Wisconsin's oldest living man, Ron Schwartz died at the age of 108. Schwartz was born in 1911 and raised on a farm outside of East Troy. He moved to Milwaukee in 1953 and gave up his home to move into an assisted living place last year. After the Sunday story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, no one has stepped forward with information about anyone older. How did he live so long? Schwartz says good genes and luck. His parents also lived to be past 100. The weather forecast for the rest of the day: look for cloudy skies, high near 31. Tonight, cloudy, low 7. Friday, cloudy, high 33. Friday night, 50% chance of snow after midnight. Saturday, chance of snow in the morning, then an increasing chance of precipitation with a high near 34. And then Saturday night, snow mixed with freezing rain. The snow could be heavy at times, low around 24. And then more snow on Sunday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.